판세바보시안오에릴리만해
Underneath us, we have Bajabula Bonke, the healing song by Hugh Masekela from South Africa. This is On Repeat, the show where KALW music programmers tell us the songs they can't stop listening to. I'm your host, Chirole Tswalo. Today on this very special episode, I am joined by Kevin Vance of A Patchwork Quilt and Erica of Sundays at 2 p.m. and Lost Good Times. Hello, friends.
Hey.
Hello.
Thank you, Chago, for asking us.
Thank you so much for joining me today. Today, since this week, KALW is celebrating Stand For Week, in which we honor artists, people, members of the community who stand for something. We in the music department know that we stand for music that has a message, and that's the songs that we're going to share today.
Sounds good to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we were actually talking a little bit before we started, Kevin. You said that this is our job. This is what we do. This is radio is this community service in this way. And oftentimes it can be viewed as a place where people are just sharing music. And there's also absolutely nothing wrong with playing music that's just for dancing and joy. But it's also important to us to be able to share music that has meaning.
One of the remarkable things about how music and journalism really go hand in hand is in so many oral traditions before the written word, people spread news by telling stories, and not only telling stories, but singing stories too, in so many oral traditions and all over the planet. So it's not surprising that a protest song has roots, at least of the broad side, of somebody literally going through town and saying, here's what happened, here's what's going on, and maybe a little advocacy on the side and saying, here's what people can do as well. So music not only communicates joy, but it also communicates information that people can use.
Mm. And Erica, you always talk about no cucaracha energy. In the context of music and these times where it feels like there's a lot to say, what does that mean to you in terms of music and protest and how it works?
I would say that I think that any music that helps either support the emotions that I'm going through or feeling and helps me process it. I'm looking for tracks that support either the anger that I'm having or the sadness or the grief or also the shock and the horror and the atrocity. And what tracks support that and how does it process it? Because essentially what I'm also saying, no cucaracha energy, meaning doesn't mean like it's never going to get to us. It's how do we let go of it? And so for me, protest songs could be songs that help me process all those things and let go of those things in the moment, because it's not good for us to also hold it and keep it in our bodies. And so I'm really looking for songs that support the things I'm feeling and help me process them and help me like feel like, okay, I'm not the only one. Someone else felt this enough to create a beat or to create some lyrics that supported what I'm feeling.
Mm. And isn't it true that our listeners get back to us by email or by phone and say, thank you, that's exactly what I was feeling too?
Absolutely. I think when folks send in emails or send messages, it's a beautiful thing because then you know, like, hey, we're connecting on this frequency. Even if it's not the most like glamorous feeling, it's glamorous to be in community. It's healing to be in community. It's a very beautiful thing to know someone out there feels the same way.
Mm. I love that because it is evoking kind of the emotions of when we get together in person to protest and we're marching through the streets. And sometimes if we're not able or it just doesn't allow, being able to be in community together in the radio and having someone curate this and then know that, again, I'm not alone because I know this person is ushering me through these emotions and there are people in my community who are listening at the exact same time.
Absolutely. I mean, I agree. I'm grateful for that all the time in general, to be in community. And I do feel that part of healing is not healing in isolation. It's that you have to do it in community. And so when we're going through these messy, crazy, and that's putting it lightly times, you know, knowing that others are feeling that and that we're here together in the frequencies, connecting and feeling the music And it evokes different things in us as well. And it could be one track, but evoking different things in us. It's a beautiful thing to know someone out there is listening.
And it reminds me of a couple of songs that go, "You are not alone."
Mm, Yeah, I think that's why to open, I chose the healing song by Huma Sekela, because he made music in exile, not being able to go home to his home country. And music was such an important part of South African protest at the time during apartheid. And to me, having grown up sort of at the tail end of that, connecting to these songs of there's this collective pain, but also Hugh Masekela, also a collective healing. Well, I think that we're ready to jump into some more music then. Kevin, you're up first with James McMurtry. We Can't Make It Here. Let's take a listen.
Vietnam vet with a cardboard sign, sitting there by the left turn line. Flag on a wheelchair flapping in the breeze, one leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him. The VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore. And that big old building was a textile mill. It fed our kids and it paid our bills, but they turned us out and they closed the doors. We can't make it here anymore. See those pallets piled up on the loading dock? They're just gonna sit there till they rot, 'cause there's nothing to ship, nothing to pack, just busted concrete and rusted tracks. Empty storefronts around the squares, a needle in the gutter and glass everywhere. You don't come down here unless you're looking to score. We can't make it here anymore. And the bar is still open, but man, it's slow. The tip jar's light and the register's low. The bartender don't have much to say. The regular crowd's getting thinner each day. Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage don't pay for a roof. Don't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself. Mr. CEO, see how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore. There's a high school girl with a bourgeois dream, just like the pictures in the magazine she found on the floor of the laundromat. A woman with kids can forget all that. If she comes up pregnant, what'll she do? Forget the career, forget about school. Can she live on faith, live on hope, high on Jesus or hooked on dope? When it's way too late to just say no, you can't make it here anymore. I'm stocking shirts in the Walmart store, just like the ones we made before, except this one came from Singapore. Guess we can't make it here anymore. Should I hate a people for the shade of their skin, or the shape of their eyes, or the shape I'm in? Should I hate them for having our jobs today? No, I hate the men sent the jobs away. I can see them all now, they haunt my dreams, all lily white and squeaky clean. They never known want, they never known need. The shit don't stink and their kids won't bleed. Their kids won't bleed in their damn little war, and we can't make it here anymore. We'll work for food, we'll die for oil, we'll kill for power, and to us the spoils. The billionaires get to pay less tax, the working poor get to fall through the cracks. So let them eat jelly beans, let them eat cake, let them eat whatever it takes. They can join the Air Force or join the Corps if they can't make it here anymore. That's how it is. That's what we got. If the president wants to admit it or not, you can read it in the paper, read it on the wall, hear it on the wind if you're listening at all. Get out of that limo. Look us in the eye, call us on a cell phone, tell us all why. In Dayton, Ohio, or Portland, Maine, or a cotton gin out on the great high plains, it's done closed down, along with the school and the hospital and the swimming pool. And dust devils dance in the noonday heat, and there's rats in the alley and trash in the street, gang graffiti on a boxcar door. We can't make it here anymore.
That was James McMurtry with We Can't Make It Here, and you are listening to a very special On Repeat here on KALW with me, Cirole Tswalo. I am joined by Erica and Kevin Vance of A Patchwork Quilt. Like you said, Kevin, you could have chosen a myriad of songs today, but what made you choose that one?
Powerful stuff. Mm. Powerful stuff. And also the sad thing about it is that it's not out of date. Sometimes a protest song could have what Tom Paxton called a short shelf life when he sings about Lyndon Johnson. Who remembers Lyndon Johnson? But a lot of the stuff that James McMurtry is singing about in We Can't Make It Here Anymore are still happening today, and we hear about it every day on Cross Currents, on Your Call, on Morning Edition, on All Things Considered, on so many other programs here on KALW. And the tragedy is they're still going on. The joy is that we still have the freedom to be able to say it out loud and make all of our neighbors shake our heads yes and say, yeah, stuff is still going on. Keep talking about it. I always get a tear in my eye when he talks about the swimming pool. My favorite swimming pool in the town that I grew up in, a little college town across the bay, well-to-do, but they still shut down the swimming pool. Mm. How can they?
Yeah, yeah.
Little things like that, and big things that he talked about so much, so many things that are bigger than that.
Yeah, and I think it is that the little things, the ways that all of these things kind of ebb away at your humanity almost, and it's not always necessarily the big things, it's the little things, right? The taking away your community spaces, your pools, all these things, that's where sometimes those hits hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
And Erica, I feel like this is also something that I could potentially hear on your show. What did you think about this track?
I think it was a banger. It really was. I mean, even the instrumentation of it, everything, it was very solid. It was very bringing a lot of things up that are still very current. You know, I was thinking about living wage, what they're doing when that rage comes because of the lack of living wage. I was just listening to, you know, when the bar's slow, that's a problem, because that's usually not something that slows down because people go to bars because it's so heavy in the world. So when I heard like the bar was slow, I was like, wow, times are really messed up. And I could see that now. There was a lot of relatable things, not too far where I have to think of, oh, that town or this place. I mean, just thinking of where I'm from and my own lived life experiences, I think that song is a beautiful song.
And usually he does it with a whole rock and roll band and screaming guitars as well.
Oh.
And so just to hear it on an acoustic guitar is still just as powerful too.
I mean, I think that to me like made the power it hits, because the guitar was kind of doing the same thing over and over, but it was just this driving this movement forward, like emphasizing every point.
It reminds me of Bob Dylan's Times They Are Changing. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was another sentence in there, high on Jesus or high on dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love the extremes examples, too, because sometimes that's also what disconnects us, just how extreme sides folks choose to be on or fall into.
Mm-hmm.
And the judgment that happens because of that. But I love that the song held both sides often.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
James McMurtry is one of these guys who comes up with these perspectives on stuff going on in people's lives that just blow people's minds. This isn't the only one that he does. He does so many other story songs about people who have it really messed up, shall we say, on radio, you know, and telling their stories, whether they're fictional or based on truth. We all know people like that, and some of us have been through something like this.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you so much for that selection, Kevin. You are listening to On Repeat, the show where KALW music programmers share the songs they can't stop listening to. Today, we're recording a very special episode with me, Chirolet Zolo, and Kevin Vance, and Erica, because we are sharing songs that stand for something. Our next selection is from Erica, and it's Tupac Changes.
Come on. I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill him, he's a hero. Get it to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship him, don't let him deal with brothers. Give him guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then it changed. That's the way it is. Come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Hear me.
Oh, come on. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
See no changes, all I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to racist. We under, I wonder what it takes to make this one better place, let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. Cause both black and white, and smoke tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes guilt to be real, time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but you're staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today,
but you made it in a sleazy way. Selling it back to the kids.
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well that's the way it is. Come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Hear me.
Oh, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
We gotta make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pimp smack you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's the sound number two. You say it ain't cool. My mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I got a stage strap. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat.
That's the way it is.
that's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Something will never change.
Tupac with Changes here on a very special episode of On Repeat. I'm your host, Cheryl Zolo, and I am joined today by Erica and Kevin Vance.
Wow. You just played the same song I played.
Yeah,
Tupac was able to take stuff from all over his neighborhood and the world and the Middle East and tie it all together and say, yeah, this is true. This is what's really happening. I love how he says that's the way it is. And I also love all my activist friends who say it doesn't have to be that way, you know, and saying, you know, there's a grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, but then give me the courage to change the things I can. Mm. People do change things.
I can't speak right now because I think I might cry.
We're all wiping our eyes. This was brilliant, Erica. Good choice. Yeah. My gosh.
Yeah.
That's Tupac.
That's Tupac. Mm.
Tupac does that. He's a prophet, the poet, the activist, the sweet, raging writer, like all parallels, all sides of the paradigm. Like Tupac is Tupac.
I mean, also, like you said, it's the same song. Speaking of, this song could have also been made today. Everything that he said is still very much applicable today. And what moves me is that's what music does and why we have it, and that it's humans excavating themselves and then giving it and giving us in this motivation, this inspiration, this impetus to change and kind of hearing it. I'm so grateful to live in a world where we have music and where people are able to create like that. And it's just a powerful reminder of the power of music. And it's overwhelming to think about almost.
I agree. I love that they're what I would consider foundational songs. They're not talking about something far away. They're not talking about something of the past. They're present. They're here in our backyard, in our front yard now. Like they're things we've all seen. There can't be someone that can hear either of those tracks and be like, oh, I've never heard that living wage is a problem, or I've never heard that they had to do that crime to survive. Yeah. I think they're foundational in what I would call, when we're thinking of songs like this, like we can go to broad and songs of certain moments, but these are the certain songs that remind you of where the work is. And also the lack of change that has happened. I think there's a word about change, too, that I think change is something that happens quickly, but transformation takes time. Mm-hmm. The Tupac song for me is very special because it has a call to action. And the call to action, like, starts with ourselves, right? And sometimes it may be like, well, if I make the change, like, that doesn't mean everyone else is going to change. But I truly believe that. I'm like, what can I do to create that transformation, or at least spark a little light of transformation that I may not be around to see, but at least I know that it was there. And so in that certain, in the last part where the call to action is, we got to make a change. It's time for us as people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. When I think of eat, like I think of consumption in general too, I take it deeper than that. Like, what am I intaking? Who am I around? What am I listening to? What am I consuming? Where did it come from? How did this food in front of me get here? Am I being grateful to those people? What energy does what I eat have? And then after that, it's like, let's change the way we live and let's change the way we treat each other. And that is like, yeah, like, let's not look too far. Like, how do we treat our neighbors? How do we treat the person that is in need of resources? And when I say neighbors, I don't mean just people with homes or houses or apartments or shelter. I mean everyone on the streets, that are unhoused. And so how do we treat those folks is the call in, and how we are with each other. And then I think also the last sentence where he says, you see, the old way wasn't working. So it's on us to do what we got to do to survive. Mm-hmm. You know, it is. It's essentially on us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you said it all. And I think even thinking of the role of radio and, again, being this conduit for this thing of thinking about what actions can I take as a person with my abilities, but also to the point of what people are, quote, eating. Our job that we take very seriously is then to feed people with music like this, to remind people that there's music, there's artists, there's humanity that can help you when you need it, right? Sometimes you just need, I need to dance and I'm going to go listen to that house track. Sometimes I do need to listen to this music and be here in this room and we're getting emotional because that's how we feel. And sometimes I'm going to put on a screaming rager song because I need to scream it out. And so I think taking that role as people who have this platform to share the music that we consume and then, you know, serve up to other people, that is a duty that I think no one here takes lightly because of these reasons.
Yep. These are brilliant songs. And mm-hmm. I'm so glad to be reminded of this song. I remember picking up this album at a store and going, boy, there's so many great people who have graced us in our lives. And we miss the ones who have gone. There's another great singer. He's called a singing journalist, a man named Phil Oakes, who wrote a lot of these songs. Powerful ones about Vietnam and about people working and getting the dirty end of the stick in society. And he left us 50 years ago this week, this month. And we've been remembering him on the folk music shows here on KLW. And we are reminded that these stories don't go away, but at least we're able to repeat those stories and tell those stories and let people know there's nothing wrong with your set. There's nothing wrong with your radio. There's something wrong with reality, but there's something right in that we can do something about it. Mm. And we're reminded that we do, Patti Smith says, people got the power.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate both of you deeply. I think I needed this more.
This has been very therapeutic, yes.
Yes, yeah, it really has been. Erica, can you remind us when folks can hear your show?
So we can lock in on Sundays, 2 to 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And then also Those Good Times is on Fridays at midnight for the Night Owls, where we travel through all Latin eras, places, and spaces. So yeah, lock in, pull up.
Yeah. Kevin, how about you?
Patchwork Quilt is heard Saturday afternoons between 5:30 and 7 p.m. here on KALW, conveniently right between Bluegrass Signal on one end and Africa Mix on the other. And I mix it up and make it compatible with all, with everything.
Yeah, it's good Saturday listening, honestly.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, both of you. Thank you for listening to On Repeat. Shout out to Devin Strolovich, our engineer, and Bob Dylan, enthusiast for life. Thank you to our post-engineer, David Kwan, with a good ear. Thank you, thank you. I stand for executive producer Ben Trefney. And thank you for standing with KALW this week. If you haven't already yet, make your donation at kalw.org/donate. Stand for something if this music has moved you. I am Cheryl Letzolo, and this has been On Repeat.